is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Folks, have you ever just had those days that just aren't working out for you? That is my day today. Since the moment I've woke up, I have lost my cell phone once, used Find My Cell Phone, found it in my house, lost my cell phone here somewhere in the radio station, have no idea where. So I'm going to be trying to find that after the show. Let's see, what else has gone kind of askew? Paid for my dry cleaning, completely walked out and left it at the dry cleaner. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. But I'm excited to come to the radio station and talk to y'all so you can get me back on track. So we are going to be talking to home chefs today. And if you love to cook, this is the hour for you to be listening to. And because there is a reality show out there I want you to pay attention to. It's called Real Food, Real Kitchens. And the season 4 is going to be here in Atlanta. So if you think you're a pretty darn good cook, I want you to listen up. And I'm going to put the guest on the air, Craig Chapman. He is the producer of Real Food, Real Kitchens. And welcome to the studio, Craig.
Hi, thanks, Belinda. Thanks for having me.
Okay, first of all, tell us a little bit about Real Food, Real Kitchens.
Sure. So the show, in essence, is all about family, food, culture, and history. So every episode, we go into the real kitchens of an everyday sort of person that shares a traditional family recipe and the culture and story behind that recipe. And it turns into an episode of Real Food, Real Kitchens.
Oh, that's great. So kind of give me something you've done in past episodes.
Sure. Well, since we're speaking of Atlanta, I'll tell you about our very first episode. We actually shot it in DeLand, Florida. Our first season was shot in Central Florida, which is where I'm originally from. Mm-hmm. But we filmed with a lady named Sabrina, and she did a traditional Southern Sunday dinner. She's from the Atlanta area, about an hour outside of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And she made, she made berry cobbler, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, sweet tea, you name it. It was like a full spread of food.
Yeah, so. Your quintessential Southern dinner.
Yes, and it was a great kickoff to the show, that's for sure.
So you're not just finding people who can cook in the kitchen. You want the backstory. You want where they came from, what got them to where they are now. So you really want the whole picture.
Yeah, you know, our most recent season we filmed in New York City, so we were getting not only immediate family, stories and traditional recipes, but some of these recipes were coming from way, way, way back, many generations. So the cultural story and the story behind it was very deep as well.
Okay, now tell me, why did you choose for season 4? Why did you choose Atlanta? I mean, I would say why not, but, you know, why did you choose Atlanta?
Sure, I have reasons. Atlanta's always been on my radar. My entire family is from the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. So anywhere from Atlanta proper to Marietta to Adairsville to Rome, both sides of my family. So I've grown up visiting there, and I know the food scene is amazing in the Atlanta area right now. It's evolving, and it's growing, and I just know the food is really good there too, just from visiting my family's homes, friends of family, and I know that Atlanta is really, really diverse, I'm confident that we're going to get a broad spectrum of people and food types and really good stories, and then also the diversity of food in the Atlanta area is great as well. So those are just a few of the reasons.
Now, Atlanta is made up of small neighborhoods. How far out in the suburbs are you thinking you'll go?
Well, I haven't quite decided, and I just was in Atlanta probably 3 weeks ago, sort of preparing myself for this season and sort of exploring and adventuring around. And, you know, I was in Little Five Points and, of course, in Ponce City Market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of getting to know all the different neighborhoods. I'm not opposed to within an hour of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
I think. But, of course, a little bit closer into the city would be, you know, ideal. And, you know, there's so many neighborhoods. I was looking at a map and I was just amazed. There, it seemed like there was like 200 neighborhoods probably crammed into Atlanta. So I'm really, really excited. It seems like another city like New York where we could just probably do 20 seasons if we wanted to there.
And I think you'll find, Craig, that all the small little neighborhoods have their own personality.
Oh, absolutely. I noticed that just in the few days that I spent sort of adventuring around. So,
okay, so if we have people listening, and I'm going to open this up to the phone lines. If people have questions about maybe being a part of the casting call for Real Food, Real People, or Real Food, Real Kitchens, the season 4 that's filmed here in Atlanta, and you'd like to be a part of it, or you know someone who would be good on it. I mean, I have 5 people just, you know, rambling around in my head right now that I think would be fabulous for the show. Give us a call if you have questions for Craig, and let's vet those out right now. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Now, what is it like, the background behind the scenes? What's it like to be part of a reality show? Are the cameras going to be following the family or the chef every second? How much is it? How much of it is actually scripted, or is any of it scripted? Let us a little in the back scene of this.
Sure. So I, you know, my background is in reality television, mostly for MTV. So, you do see a lot of, you know, like scripted or sort of like not always so natural storylines that mm-hmm. come up. But Real Food, Real Kitchens is very simple, and I wanted it to be that way from the very beginning. You know, there's nothing scripted about it. I generally will talk to a guest, you know, once I decide, okay, we want to have you on the show. You know, I'll get to know them really, really well. And it's very documentary style. There's no host for the show. So whoever we're featuring is the person that's telling their story. You know, it takes one full day to shoot an episode. So we'll show up first thing in the morning. Generally, we'll find a market that will let us come and film for a little bit and just follow the guests around the market, picking up ingredients, you know, that they mm-hmm. need. And it's a very small part of the show. It's probably only 15 or 30 seconds. And then we generally sort of dive right in. The entire episode is shot in their real kitchen, in their home. I'm always there sort of prompting them and talking to them. And I like to encourage people to tell little stories along the way, like maybe their first memory of being in the kitchen with their mom or their grandmother, mm-hmm. you know, sitting on the counter, maybe helping knead dough, or, you know, whatever it is that they were able to help out with. And then sort of tell the story as they're cooking the dish. And then somewhere in there, we'll take a little bit of a break, and then we'll sit down and do a one-on-one interview where I sort of ask them questions. It's a little more casual. And it's very easy. Like, I'm a really nice person. I feel like able to really like help people relax that maybe aren't so outgoing. You know, we really look for outgoing people as
sure.
much as possible.
That are going to come across on television as not being very shy and be very bubbly and forthcoming with their information and their story.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, everyone does get a little camera shy at first. So, you know, I'm very good at like easing them into the story and just really finding out like the truth. And I think one of the most, I don't want to say jarring, but like, I think a really eye-opening moment for me was we were shooting, it may have been the second episode. The lady that we were featuring, was cooking a Mexican dish, and she was talking about what she was cooking and why she chose to cook it. And there was a dish that her mom used to make for her and taught her how to make. And then when her mom was sick and in the hospital, with cancer, she would then cook that same dish and bring it to her in the hospital.
Oh, and wow.
It was such a moving story, and she started crying while she was telling it. And it was then that I realized, like, how important this show was and how important these recipes are and how important these stories are to sort of capture and preserve as much as possible.
Absolutely. And Craig, I think you'll see, as I've seen over the years of interviewing people, everybody, I don't care who you are, has a story.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, I get asked a lot why. I think a lot of people assume that I'm a big foodie. And when I first came up with the idea for the show, I wasn't. I was just trying to think of a great way to tell people stories, you know, in a really authentic manner. And I kept coming back to food, and I was a little skeptical because I was like, there's so many cooking shows. And I really did my research, and I was like, nobody's really doing what I'm thinking of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of through that process, I was able to help people tell their stories through food. And I've since sort of become a foodie. I'm a little bit more knowledgeable now, and I enjoy the process a little bit more.
Through osmosis.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got to try some amazing foods from all different parts of the world. I lived in New York City for about 17 or 18 years. So, you know, New York is like, you know, the world is in New York City to eat. So,
well, we're going to take a
break. Very fortunate.
We're going to have to take a break right now, Craig. We're going to come back and tell people how they can be part of the casting call for Real Food, Real Kitchen Season 4, filmed right here in Atlanta. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I am your host, Belinda Skelton, and we have Craig Chapman on the line. He is the producer of Real Food, Real Kitchens. Season 4 is going to be filmed right here in the Atlanta area, or at least the casting part will. Is it going to be filmed here as well, too, Craig?
Yeah, all the families that we're going to feature in season 4, which will be 13 episodes, will be from Atlanta.
Okay, so folks, if you have questions, comments, want to talk to Craig about how to become part of this, give us a call right now at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. This will be a blast. I want my Aunt Pat to do it so bad I can't stand it. She would be great on camera. She has the oral history behind all of her recipes to make it a great, compelling story. And I know a lot of you out there have the same feeling about people in your family or yourself. But what do people do to be a part of it?
The easiest thing you can do right now is go to realfoodrealkitchens.com. And right at the top of the homepage there, you'll see a link that just says Season 4 Casting Atlanta. And if you click on that and just follow the prompts, you can send in an email to us that sort of gives us the basis of what we need to know to then decide, you know, the next steps after that.
Okay. That is easy enough.
Yeah, it's very easy, very simple.
Okay. And give us just a little hint about what you're looking for in a guest. Are you said you want kind of upbeat, happy people, outgoing.
Yes, all of those are great. And then also the story has to be really, really good, and the recipe needs to be really good. So we're not looking for boxed macaroni and cheese. We're looking for...
I can do that.
You know, something a little deeper, a little more authentic, a little bit more from scratch. Anything that's, you know, represents a traditional family recipe that has some sort of emotional connection to you, something that may also have a cultural story behind it. Any dish that tells your story on a plate is what we're looking for.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, can you stick around for one more segment, Craig?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB depend on it.
This This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're calling all home cooks out there. Listen up. Not restaurants. Home cooks. If you're a really good home cook and you have a backstory to a recipe, it has some history to it, I want you to listen up. I have the producer of Real Food, Real Kitchen, Season 4 in Atlanta on the line with me. Craig's doing a casting call in Atlanta, and we're going to take a moment and speak with him right now. And Craig, thank you so much for joining us for a few last minutes here to talk about how people can get involved. People misunderstood when we were talking earlier and we're calling in with restaurants, but we are talking about the home cook.
Yes, home chefs.
The meat and three or the spaghetti bolognese or the whatever they're putting on the table. If they're doing it and they have a great personality and there is a backstory to that recipe, or if the story starts with you, and you've cultivated that recipe over time. This is something worthy of you. You can be on a reality TV show called Real Food, Real Kitchens. And tell us a little bit more, in case people weren't listening the first segment, what Real Food, Real Kitchens is all about.
Sure. It's all about family, food, culture, and history. So we go into the home and kitchen of an everyday, you know, home chef that has a traditional family recipe that has a really great emotional, personal story behind it, and, you know, preferably some sort of cultural history behind it as well. And you're very correct. It doesn't always have to be a generations deep recipe. It could be something new. It could be something that your family has started recently that you think is really unique and really special and really, you know, emotional to yourself.
You know, I'm plugging my Aunt Pat here again, but she has this squash dressing that we've nicknamed. We hear, you know, if we take it to the big market, we can't call it squash dressing because nobody's going to want to eat it. But it came about because she had so many squash in her garden. Now, mind you, she is 86 years old and grows her own garden, cans, freezes her own produce. And she came up with this recipe as a dressing because so much squash was going to waste. And it is the most delectable, die-for dressing you will ever put in your mouth.
And it sounds amazing.
It is. I want, like, at holidays, forget all the other things that are on the table, the green beans and the corn and the whatever. I'm going for the squash dressing, which we've kind of nicknamed harvest dressing to give it a little tastier, upgraded name. But that's what we're leaning toward. And I can see things like that being featured on your show, and it doesn't have to be just Southern fare. And folks, if you have questions or comments you want to share with Craig or questions, give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to be on a reality TV show about your food, your family's food, and what you're putting on your table, this is the place to highlight it. So it doesn't have to be just because we're in Atlanta, Southern food, right?
No, absolutely not. I think Atlanta has a lot to offer. You know, through the research I've done, I'm thinking Korean food may be in there somewhere. You know, of course, a lot of Southern food as well. But I do think Atlanta's diversity will speak through its food. So I'm hoping that we find, you know, food from all over the world, even food that's from all over the world, maybe influenced by Southern food even. So,
is there a story that from past shows or seasons 1 through 3 that kind of stick out in your head?
There's one. Yeah, I was just thinking of one. I mean, every story has been really great. But we did have a family from the Bronx. It was a Chinese family. Their grandmother was 90 years old, and they wanted to feature her because she would never let any of them in the kitchen. So they had no way of figuring out how she made the food she made, you know, what ingredients were going in. So they had us come in, film her, and they reverse measured all the ingredients that she used that day.
Wow.
to get the recipes from her. So I think a combination of us filming her and then really paying attention to the ingredients she used. And then also we bought everything brand new that day. So they could see how much of each thing she actually put into the dishes.
That's some ingenuity to get to that recipe.
It was something they all loved and did not want to lose that recipe, that's for sure.
They worked hard. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and speak with Orlando, I believe. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What do you want to talk to Craig about?
Well, see, I have a specialty soup that my family members are all from Spain, my grandparents. And so I'm Cuban. I was born in Cuba, and then I was raised in Miami. So I have a specialty soup that is generation. It's called caldo gallego, which is a Galician soup, okay? And it's made with navy beans, potatoes, hem hocks, and collard greens. And it's
That's
delicious.
Amazing.
All you need is a bowl, a spoon, and a piece of bread, and you're good to go.
That sounds like a perfect sandwich.
I got a few more, but that's really like what you wanted with a background. That's generation
Absolutely.
From generation to generation. So grandma, the dad to me.
I think you need to go on the website and apply, Orlando.
Well, you need to give me that website, and yes, it's delicious. Everybody loves it.
Okay, what is that website again, Craig?
The website is realfoodrealkitchens.com. And then if people want to actually watch, you know, an episode, just to get an idea, all 40 episodes from the first three seasons are available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I'm going to write down that website so I can go and what is it? Will what?
Real Food, Real Kitchens. And that's
real
Kitchens
food,
with an S.
Real Kitchen.
Okay, you got it there, Orlando?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, darling, I hope we see you on TV.
Okay,
thank you,
Orlando. That's all. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another phone call here. We're going to Jim in Braselton. Jim, you're on WSB speaking with Belinda and Craig. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. What you got for us?
Well, I was a fireman for 35 years. I'm retired now. The firemen spend 24-hour shifts at the fire station. Normally, it's five shifts on and five shifts off. So you're there. You spend half of your life there, and the people at the fire station are like family. And we had a cook. Name was John Paul, and when he got on the job, he wanted to cook, and he learned from the guys before him. Those guys retired, and these recipes are passed on from generation to generation. And we eat, you know, breakfast, lunch, and supper together. They usually get on the fire truck and go to the store, get all the stuff, come back, cook it up. And it's really good food, but when I was on there, it's really unhealthy food. But it was like, you know, fried chicken or fried round steak or sirloin steak, homemade biscuits, homemade gravy.
Wow.
Everything was pretty much made from scratch. And it is a family environment, you know, because they spend so much time together. They, you know, basically live together for 24 hours for half of the month. And I was just, you know, listening to your show, and I thought that might be a great, you know, maybe one per season or something.
That is a good idea to feature the recipes of a firehouse.
Yeah, and they do have, you know, a long history. Most of these... most of the firehouse cooks were taught by the firemen before them, and some of these fire station recipes, you know, fried chicken recipes or things like that, or casseroles and stuff, have been passed down from generation to generation at the same firehouse.
Wow,
that sounds awesome. I mean, that sounds, you know, like a very non-traditional family, which I love. I think that's great. In season three, we had a group of college students, and every weekend they would alternate. So they would sort of cook a dish from their family you know, throughout the month, they each would take their own turn. So I love that. I think doing something like this would be great.
Yeah, and if you do a show on it, be sure and chop some vegetables or something. Help the cook, because if you don't help cook, you have to wash the dishes.
Oh, wow. I'd be chopping like a fiend. All right, Mr. All right. Jim. Thank you, and good luck, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Okay, that's a great idea.
I think so. That sounds amazing.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Ann in Snellville. You're on WSB with Belinda and Craig. How are you today, Ann?
I'm doing fine, and how are y'all doing?
Super. Let's hear about this cake.
Okay, this is an orange cake that my grandmother came up with, and it's been passed down from generation to generation. And we cook it on Christmas Eve, and all of my mom's sisters and their families, we all get together, and this cake is made along with the chocolate cake. And the orange cake is so special that we make it and we eat it that night, and we eat it hot. And if you're not there to get it, then you miss out. And my aunt, who would usually do the oranges, we would peel them, and then we use the pulp and everything. It was an awesome recipe, and it is. And when she passed away right before Christmas, I was in the grocery store, and it hit me. Oh, my gosh, who's going to do the orange cake this year? Who's going to do the oranges?
Mm-hmm.
And I was crying like a baby. And the people in the grocery store, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And it just hit me. Who's going to do the orange cake? Well, my grandmother started it. My aunts kept it going. And now it's come down to me and my younger cousin and my daughter. And we are now teaching our grandkids how to make it. So it's come down quite a few generations. And it's just something special to our family. It's just, and people look at us as if we're crazy. But it's just an orange cake. But it's special.
I think that is a wonderful story and worthy to be on television. And how do people, we're running out of time here, Craig, how do people submit their recipes? Or
sure,
submit their recipes and their submissions to be on the show?
Sure. So I encourage everyone who's called in today or maybe called and didn't get through to visit realfoodrealkitchens.com. And at the top of the website there, you'll see a link that will take you to a casting page. There's a form you can fill out. You'll, you know, give a paragraph about the dish and the story behind it. And then there's a way also to send in a photograph. And I believe there's an email address listed there as well
okay.
that you could email and apply to be on the show.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us here on Atlanta Living. And good luck with the season 4. Filmed here in the Atlanta area. Stay tuned. Breaking Chews is up next. You're listening to Atlanta Living.
Or Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. And it's that time of year again, David.
Well, you know, the golf season's in full swing. We had U.S. Open last weekend, and the British Open's coming up, and, you know, there's two more majors. But, you know, Atlanta has our own major, which is the Tour Championship, which is out in Eastlake. And this year, that's in September, the 19th through the 23rd, and tickets are on sale. So if you've never been out to the Tour Championship, it is so awesome, and it's right here in town. You get so close to the players, and it's the top 30 money winners on the tour, and they're competing for the FedEx Cup, which is $10 million. I mean, this is a big deal. So what's really cool about this year is that they just released, they're going to be taking a very special hospitality to the next level. They're limiting it to 500 guests, but they're doing something called the 1904 Club in the clubhouse. They're basically going to turn the clubhouse into a hospitality Valhalla. And where I'm excited is they're bringing in the best of the best of the local chefs in Atlanta. Nan Nyumkul from Nan Thai Fine Dining, her daughter Dee Dee Nyumkul, who we had on the show a couple weeks ago. She's behind Tuk Tuk Thai Food Loft and the new Chai Yo in Buckhead. Kevin Gillespie of Gun Show and Revival. Kevin Rathbun of Rathbun Steak. So the 1904 Club, this is, you know, going to be a, it's a pricey little ticket. It's about $4,000 for a badge for the whole weekend. But gosh, I mean, if you're going to entertain clients or something, I would definitely look at this. This will be a once in a lifetime thing. So get your regular tickets to the Tour Championship. But if you want to go to the next level, the 1904 Club looks like it will be absolutely epic.
It's something special in our backyard.
Absolutely.
And where can we get more information and where can we find you during the week?
I have links up and a release on BelindaSkelton.com about the 1904 Club. And my website is BitesInsights.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S. And you can follow me at BitesInsights on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards.
Can't wait to see what you dig up for us next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.